The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood. Our 20th annual Toys for Tot show. Rob Ninkovich is with us. And so great to see people that we end up seeing every single year at this event, including... I wanted to thank Dennis Doucette, who has been for 10 years showing up here with bikes, and he brought 20 bikes for Toys for Tots. So.
Wow.
Well, 19. I took one for James.
You took one for James. He works for William Ravis and comes out and does this every year, as do so many of you guys. So thanks for being here. We're going to talk to Nick Kostos in about 20 minutes or so, and he'll tell you how to wager this weekend. Rob, we were talking about Trevor Lawrence sliding. What's your fix on that when it comes to the NFL?
I think Tom had a great take on it, actually. He talked about, you know, defense is a very aggressive, that you have to have the mindset of being aggressive. And I think that there needs to be some type of, you know, fine for the offensive player if they take advantage of the fact that they have to, you know, defensively, you have to let off the quarterback. I mean, you see Patrick.
So when Patrick Mahomes.
You see Patrick Mahomes do it all the time. He runs to the sideline. He acts like he's going to go out, and then he either throws the ball. The defensive guy definitely slows down.
Yeah.
Tries to let off the quarterback because they don't want to get fined, but then he gains 5 or 10 more yards. I mean, one of the plays was ridiculous. Like, two guys, like, literally just, like, they stopped, and he ran down the sideline, and then the commentator's like, look at that. I mean, the guy's so athletic. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's like, the defensive guy let him do that.
Yeah.
So there has to be some accountability offensively to – not have those guys take advantage of that. Now,
but how do you figure that out?
Every inch. So if I'm sprinting as fast as I possibly can towards a quarterback who's athletic, who can run, is running at me as fast as possible, and he's in the air running with the football, when am I supposed to say I need to let off and stop? Because guess what? If I let off and he jukes me and runs away from me for a touchdown, I'm a highlight reel.
But you think that was the case with the Trevor Lawrence hit?
It was a
where
slide.
He had plenty of time.
His butt wasn't on the ground yet, and he got hit in the head.
Here's my rule.
The only thing that made it bad was he had an elbow.
Right.
I wore that before. Like, I tore my tricep. I had that whole brace thing on. He hit him with the brace in the head. I think that made it look a lot worse. But when you're going to get, like, as he goes down, you can't just say in a split second, like, I'm going to avoid you.
Right. Here's my rule, and I'm an offensive guy, but I can only imagine how difficult it must be. You have a 5-yard halo once you become a quarterback who turns into a runner. Play breaks down, he exits the pocket. Because most of the slides happen when the quarterback has broken a pocket and he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to run a little bit. But he has a 5-yard halo, and if you close, if you're anything in that 5-yard
halo, they blow it dead.
No, you become basically a live target. So guys,
so you can't slide.
So you can't slide because guys will take your head off. You have to dive, or you got to try to juke guys. But there's a 5-yard halo. If you don't give yourself up within that 5-yard halo, then squat. You are live.
It's a flag. I would say if you don't get down before you're I'd say maybe four. Yeah, 5 yards. But 5 yards is kind of far.
But that, but at least that gives a defender because you are moving at a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
And it's enough time for the quarterback to make the decision to go, all right, I'm going to slide here and I don't have to worry about nothing. Because if you start going 2 and 3 yards,
it's too tight.
Trevor Lawrence one, as soon as he got to midfield, it's like, all right, I'm either going to slide and give myself up or I'm going to fight to get the first down.
Ninko, you know Robert Kraft as well as anybody. I was shocked they didn't do more in the offseason to build around this team, that the offensive line was the big disaster last year and they signed one guy who quit football. I know they have to spend. Will they spend? Are you confident that
we're at a dealership right now, and I'm going to make another analogy.
Okay.
Because I feel like if – say you walk into the dealership, right, and you got cash in your pocket, but you don't love what you're looking at. Why would I buy something I don't really, really love?
Because you have because you don't have a punitive cap system, and it's better than the car you have now.
Well, the cap system, you have 5 years. You have a window where you can collectively bring that together, and you have to spend a certain amount by a certain time.
Right.
Is it 5 year, 4 year? What's the total
I think
time?
It's a 3 year, four.
3 year, 4 year window that right. has to have a certain percentage spent in the cap. So this year and next year roll over together. So they're going to have by far – what, 180?
Yeah, it's a ton of money.
180 million, maybe. So maybe next year there's a better car that they fall in love with and they say, I'm willing to spend this much. Because guess what? The guy that they were going to spend the money on isn't playing football right now. He tore his ACL. So you don't know if that was going to happen or not. Like if it's a fifth. But say there's another person that they feel is more a better option to spend your money on, that they felt more confident in. Now they have more money, and you go into an offseason with a quarterback versus last year where you didn't have a quarterback. Because why would I buy a sports car if I can't drive it? Like, they would have bought a car and not been able to throw the ball to it.
Here's why I would, and you make obviously great points. You were on losing teams with the Saints and the Dolphins.
Saints, no.
But the Dolphins.
Dolphins, terrible. 1-15, and I didn't play, so it wasn't
right, that's
fault.
Their fault.
Yeah.
But they would have been at least 3-13.
Yeah.
You get here, I think players learn to lose or learn to win. You have I think the sooner you get to winning games, the better off everybody is, and then you can build around that. I think the culture of the Patriots right now, I think there's three guys that won. One's the long snapper, the other is the center who's out, and then Jonathan Jones. That's about it on this entire team.
So most players are always winning, right? Like in high school, you were the best, so you were probably – helped your team win a champ. Did you win any high school championship?
Basketball, not
okay.
Football.
So most every single player on an NFL roster has won at some point because they were the best on every team that they've ever been on. So every player has the winning mentality or else you wouldn't have made it to the NFL. Yeah, they're super talented people that make it because they're lucky, but the majority of guys that make it have that competitive spirit in them and they want to win. And now the difference is, are you competing to win? Right? Now, there are some games this year where you look at it, you're like, wow, that was terrible. But they're not quitting, right? Like, this last game that they were in was very – they should have won that game. They should have won, what, four of these games?
Yeah.
Seattle.
Miami.
They won Miami, mm-hmm. Tennessee, and this past one. That's four. So that's seven wins that they could potentially have had if things mm-hmm. went just football's one play here, one play there. So, you know, I think that the competitiveness of the team, it's still there. Now, moving forward, I think this is like, I want to see this the last month of the season. If you're still fighting and competitive, I like that. I like to see that because that gives me promise that the guys here have the right mentality when it comes to competing. Because you always want people competing. If you're not competing in practice, you're not competing in the games, you're not here next year. That'd be my mentality. And you take that and you have a list of guys. Check, he's not going to be here, or circle. I like this guy.
And Mayo kind of did say that to us at one point where he was like, there weren't really guys that we felt like we wanted to spend on. Remember we talked about that with us?
But then to say that you're not going to sit guys or bench guys because you don't have the depth,
I think it's like, you know, and I get
well, but they were in on Brandon Ayuk.
Right, but he chose to less money to go to, in his mind, what he thought was a team that was going to compete for a Super Bowl because the reports, who the hell knows if they're true or not, the reports were that he was offered $85 million in guaranteed money here in New England, and he ultimately took $77 to stay in San Fran. So people made it seem like, all right, he probably stood there because he knew he had a better chance of winning there. Yeah. And I agree. This is the offseason where I don't think – it's the same when we talk about the Red Sox. Like, this is the offseason where you can no longer sell us this pipe dream. This offseason, you got plenty of money. I brought up some guys. Max Crosby could be a potentially a guy that they could trade for if he wants out of Vegas. There's T. Higgins, who's a free agent. There's talks about Deebo Samuel not going back to San Francisco and them even potentially cutting him. So he's another guy. Like, this is the year where you got to spend money and get guys.
Maybe they spent all the money on the brand new football headquarters.
Oh, that place is nice.
That's different.
Oh, Greg, that had nothing to do with the NFLPA report. Did you see that? They get an F for their training facility. Out of the blue, they build a new one, and they say it had nothing to do with it.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be a nice facility.
But why can't you?
Well, there's an alumni special alumni area down.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
oh,
right. Oh, yeah. Like, you guys can go hang. You guys
you got
can
puzzles
go,
and stuff to help
yeah,
our brain.
You know that?
Yeah, you guys can go hang out.
Wow.
There, play some games.
Okay.
They got Sudoku and all these.
I did not
puzzles.
Know that.
Yeah, they got all that stuff. All right. Well, you're the best, Rob Ninkovich.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate everything you do for this show all year long. You are the best.
Okay. I hear that song. You're the best around.
You're
That's
the best.
From Karate Kid. Remember
you're
that?
The best
oh, yeah.
Karate
Nothing's
Kid.
Gonna ever keep you down.
What's your
is
favorite?
That Bill, is that Bill Conti?
What, the artist?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
It's you're great.
Bill Conti's all the 80s. You know, he's like Eye of the Tiger, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wrote it? Eye of the Tiger is Survivor.
It's Joe Esposito.
Joe Esposito.
Oh, okay.
No, but Bill Conti wrote a lot of
He wrote it?
He wrote a lot of those
80s songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's in your mind, before you go, the best Christmas film of all time?
It was written by Bill Conti.
I told you.
Written by him? Yeah.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, well
done. Ninko's brain still works, guys.
There you go.
I've been hitting the head 5,000 times, but it's all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, this is a really tough one. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. It's gonna be
a Christmas story.
Yeah, Christmas story. Even though TBS ruined it by playing it over and over and over and over and over and over again. But I liked Fragile and all that fun stuff.
It's a great movie.
And then Elf is good, but
Elf is pretty.
That's
good.
More of a classic Christmas story because I was born in '84. That's from '85.
Yeah,
you know, it's more my wheelhouse.
All right, Rob Ninkovich, thank you. Merry Christmas to the family.
Merry Christmas.
Tell
See
Paige,
you guys.
Paige
Take
and
care.
The family, Merry Christmas.
I think I got the golden ticket in my pocket.
Oh, stick around. See if you win.
Hell yeah.
All right,
yeah,
stick around. All right, that's coming up. All right, 20,000 reasons to be here coming up right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Verizon. The most interesting report in the last 24 hours. Sources are saying that Bill Belichick is interviewing for the University of North Carolina head coaching position. So we'll keep you updated on that. The Lions beat the Packers in a close one last night. Final score 34-31 with Jared Goff completing 32 of 41 passes for 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. A gutsy call by Dan Campbell at the end of this one. He went for it on 4th and inches with the team tied at 31 with 43 seconds remaining. Obviously, it worked out for him. Bruins are off until they have the Flyers in town tomorrow for a matinee, 1 p.m. puck drop there. But the Celtics have a big one tonight. The Bucks are in town, 7:30 p.m. tip at the TD Garden. And right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get an amazing iPhone 15. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone today. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's freezing. Feels like 13, but we're giving away $20,000 next here at Toys for Tots at Bach Exotics.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa'll make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, whizzing like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to the girl child, what are you longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And along with Rudolph, shooting like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. That's not my rhythm, I swear.
It's me.
Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, whizzing like a merry-go-round.
Let's hear it for Danielle.
All right.
Danielle Moralia wants nothing to do with me.
Right.
It's been a problem my whole life. No rhythm.
I don't worry about it.
Greg,
no rhythm.
Greg is white even in Dover.
Yep. Yeah. No, I have no rhythm.
It was better that time.
We're at Bach Exotics, our annual Toys for Tots show. Ernie, I said because you said that Ernie Santa Bach is here, our host. Round of applause, please, for Ernie.
Woohoo!
For doing this for 20 years. And I said, you said that there were going to be 20,000 reasons to be here, and I said it would be great if we were able to get 20,000 toys. Do you think we're close over there? I don't. I'm looking, and I see we should probably try to count before we go.
No, no, no. I think we have 20,000 toys, and that we all want to thank everybody. But right now, Greg, this I think this is the greatest giveaway for Toys for Tots ever that we've done in the 20 years.
100%.
We've made a reasonable effort to get everybody a ticket.
Okay.
We've told everybody you have to be here to win.
Yes, that was your rule.
We are about to draw a ticket, and the winner will win $20,000.
Woo!
Okay,
just in time.
Spin it up, Stan.
Oh, that my
would
gosh.
Make that would make the holidays much easier. Remove a little anxiety from the holidays, certainly.
And Danielle is going to pick the winner.
Oh wow!
Oh,
it's like the lotto.
Okay, be careful. One ticket.
Yeah, no, nothing in the hand.
Close your eyes.
And if I can recommend a movie we both love that has to do with a winning ticket, yes. Waking Ned Divine.
Oh, great movie. Flick. Great.
All right.
All right.
Okay. I thought you were going to say,
bring the ticket here.
Ned Divine right. has more rhythm than Greg.
Now, Ernie,
I thought you were going to say Willy Wonka.
You're going to announce.
That's the golden ticket.
Okay, this is the number for the ticket. You have to be here to win.
Come right up if you win because we want to know what you're going
to
do.
We've made
with the
a
money.
Reasonable effort to get everybody tickets. Okay, here we go. Ready? The winning number for $20,000. 4. Yes. 5. 6. Bingo. 5. 1-1. Don't panic.
Where are you?
Don't panic. We are making a reasonable effort to get the person, if they're here, the number. Last three numbers, 5-1-1. Anybody? This is a reasonable
How could somebody
effort.
Take a ticket and leave?
They better not be in the bathroom.
No, no, no. If they're in the bathroom, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Say Vandalay Industries. Vandalay Industries.
Danielle.
What?
It's Danielle's ticket.
No
it,
way.
It can't
wow.
be
No way.
What?
What this are the odds?
Danielle's
this
ticket.
Is complete and utter.
Wow.
What, Ernie? What are you running here? Ernie, what are you running here?
Hey. Okay.
Congratulations.
Danielle, what do we do?
What
do
you...
Oh, wow.
What did she say?
All right, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
What did she say?
She wants 20 grand for her animal rescue, which is reasonable because right. she does an unbelievable
with
job.
20, with 20 grand, you could save 60,000 squirrels.
And we're going to pick it again.
Wow.
What?
Okay, we're going to pick it again.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're making a reasonable effort.
What about James's college
That fun. Is impossible. The odds, we're going to ask Nick Costos what the odds are on that.
Man.
That is virtually impossible.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. My God. How is that?
Luck.
That is...
How is that even possible?
That is crazy.
Here we go.
What in the world?
Play the lottery
for
tonight.
$20,000. Here is the number. 4. Yes. 5. 6. 4. 4. 0.
4. 4. 0. Final numbers. 4-4-0.
It's Rob Nikovich.
We're making a reasonable effort
four,
to
four.
See if anybody.
Oh, we got one.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right, we got
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Danielle's neighbor.
let's get this guy up here.
Oh.
4-4.
It is awesome.
That is awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Laird's brother.
Wow.
Let's get this guy up here.
Legit.
Let's get him up here, get him a headset.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Stan, we could do the check after. I'm trying to get the guy on the air over here.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. Sir, step right up. Put that on.
Wow.
What is your name?
Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
Seekonk.
And you are
Michael.
Michael, you are $20,000 richer thanks to Ernie Buck.
Yeah, it's Ernie awesome.
Wow.
It's great. Who would have thought?
Thank you, Ernie.
What are you going to
do? Holy cow.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
First thing you're going to buy? I mean,
Christmas presents.
Christmas presents.
Awesome.
I have two kids in college.
That that'll cover a month of tuition.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Well, that's so cool, Michael.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you very much.
There's like a good 200 or 300 people who just became your best friends.
Yeah. So you, thank Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle was. all right. So Michael from Seacock.
You got it.
Ernie just gave you $20,000.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Thank you, Ernie.
All right.
Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Michael.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to find out how to wager all of that this weekend, Nick Costos is about to tell you. So joining us now, Odyssey sports betting insider Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, brought to you by the MGM app, and you can wager there. Nick, good morning. Hello. How are you?
What's going on? Hope Thanksgiving was great. That guy, Michael, that just won the $20,000.
Yes,
he no-sold the hell out of that. Is he rich?
I think he was shocked.
I mean, he was basically like, if I won $20,000, I'd be go nuts. He was like, oh, yeah, thanks so much for the $20,000. I don't know, man. I want some emotion, dude. You just won $20,000.
I think he's overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think he is shocked.
Nobody is as animated as you, Nick.
Right.
But Courtney, hold on. Like, don't take it to that extreme. Do you agree or disagree with me?
I think he was in shock. Yeah, he had tears in his eyes.
It's also shocking to join a radio show live when you haven't been doing it.
Right.
Like, you're just kind of
that is true.
My thought is that he's not thinking about the radio show at that moment. He's thinking about the money.
I guess
he just showed up to a radio show and he's walking away with $20,000.
I mean,
wow!
Awesome.
God bless him.
How would you wager that? Why one bet only, Nick?
$20,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Best bet this weekend in the NFL. Let's go to I can't give you the Jets in good conscience, even though I really like the Jets. let's do the Rams. Let's see if we can get four with the Rams on Sunday at home against Buffalo. Everyone's on Buffalo, right? Like winning in the snow against San Francisco on Sunday night. Josh Allen, the MVP moment. I think the Rams keep this game close. I don't think the point spread should be more than 3. So let's take the points with the Rams for the $20,000.
Wow.
Also, please gamble responsibly and call 1-800-GAMBLER. But Rams plus the points.
Okay.
I want to put some money on Brown Steelers. What do you think I should do?
Well, I think, Courtney, we have the Jameis Winston experience, right? Mm-hmm. Where Jameis either plays really well or he plays really poorly. Or sometimes both in the same game like we saw on Monday night. So I would say for people that want to bet this game.
Nick, in either case, it appears that it is the Lord that is responsible.
Yes.
Right.
I as someone that bet the Browns on Monday night, I think the atheist might be right.
Okay.
I think the Steelers are going to blow them out.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you, Courtney. So my advice to you would be, don't even worry about laying 6.5. Bet some alternates.
Okay.
Bet Pittsburgh like -9.5, -13.5. And look, we can be wrong. If anyone out there likes the Browns, you want to bet on Jameis, I say forget about the points. Just bet the Browns to win the game. He's so streaky one way or another that I think you get one extreme outcome, Browns win, or another, Steelers win by double digits.
Costos, I love the Chiefs -4. I think the Chargers are way overvalued. I think they've had a good year. Harbaugh's done a good job, all of that. But the Chiefs have been cutting it close. It's Sunday night. It's Mahomes. Kelsey was bitching this week about the issues they've had. I think they win by over a touchdown.
Kelsey said that he
and Mahomes on his 16th podcast that they haven't been on the same page all year, and it's frustrating.
Do you wonder why?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I love the Chiefs this weekend. Do you like them?
I do, which makes me upset that we're on the same side here. But I do like the Chiefs. I think the Chargers will get bet as we approach Sunday night. So I would say if you like Kansas City, I would actually say wait, Curtis, and to anybody else. Maybe you get to lay a 3.5 with Kansas City. But Curtis, what I want to know, conference championship week in college football, like you're the college football guru. What do you like this weekend in college?
Oh, wow.
Candidly, I haven't even checked. Let's see. Oh, my God. Texas 2.5. I think Georgia wins outright.
There you go. How about them dogs?
Okay.
Yeah, Georgia's just – they're such a championship team. I know – and Carson Beck was bad early weeks. Yeah. You know that. He's gotten somewhat better.
11 touchdowns, no picks in his last 3 games.
And Georgia beat him by 15 the last time. I believe it was 15 the last time.
30-15. Yep, and Beck threw 3 picks and no touchdowns in that game, and they still won.
And Texas loses, they're still in the playoff, correct?
Both teams, regardless of winner or loser, in the playoff, correct.
Oh, really? Even if Georgia gets three losses?
Yeah.
Even if Georgia gets three losses.
Yeah, but I like Georgia. I think they're a better team. If both teams are in, I trust Kirby Smart over Sark in that game.
Great, so we can go head-to-head on this one. Hook 'em horns, I'll take Texas.
All right.
Nick, where are you on flag planting?
In regards to what?
College football.
Oh, right? Yeah, I thought that was awesome last weekend. Here's what I'll say. Everyone was kind of banging on Ohio State and, like, the kid Jack Sawyer for getting pissed. Everyone's like, oh, well, you know, if you don't want that to happen, just win the game on the field. I don't know. I feel like if I played for Ohio State and someone from Michigan wanted to plant the flag on my field, I would have a problem with it also. So, like, great. It's cool that Michigan wanted to do that. I don't begrudge them for doing it. But I don't think it could just be, well, Ohio State lost, so, like, Michigan can, like, drop trow and pee on the 50-yard line of the stadium. Right.
That is
that's not how things work.
I'm with you, Nick. Nick, here's my dog.
Why is the
Wait, you're supposed to just let them do whatever they want? Right.
I don't think you throw a punch.
Well, they're not taking off their pants. Yeah. They're putting a flag down. Yeah.
It's a rivalry. Right.
No, but honestly, and, like, Wiggy played professional football. Wiggy, what would be more insulting, almost peeing or the flag planting?
Yeah, I already said, you done came in my house, you done ate my food, you done slept in my bed. Please don't put your shoes on my nice.
But that word just got used. I love that.
You're a 3-touchdown favorite. You've had one game you've been thinking about the entire year. You heard Billy O'Brien say Ryan Day was singularly focused on that one game with much better talent at home. You lose. Stop bitching about what they did with the flag.
Again, Michigan can do that. They can plant the flag. But then Ohio State also has the right to say, like, you can't do this and take the flag away.
Right. I mean, great. I mean, they lost the game.
Ohio State says, yeah, you're going to get – we outnumber you, so you might get chin checked today. Here's my dog, Nick. Tell me what you think. The Bears, the Bears at the 49ers. I like the Bears.
I hate to answer questions like this, but so much injury stuff on both sides here, Wiggy, where DJ Moore hasn't practiced this week. DeAndre Swift hasn't practiced this week for the Bears. Nick Bosa and Trent Williams both haven't practiced. So I think today's injury report will tell a lot. If we get to, like later today, and Williams and Bosa haven't practiced and they're not going to play, then I think Chicago can definitely win the game. But if those players are back for San Francisco, no way will I pick the Bears to win the game. So I can't give you a firm answer until I know who's playing, if that's fair.
Okay.
All right, Nick, and I think you also have the Pats losing on the bye week.
The Pats are winners this season, man, because you have Drake May.
Okay.
And he's awesome. And he's great.
Who's the next coach of the Jets, Kostos? Is it Vrabel? Did you see that? Who do you think's is it Rex, Sexy Rexy, coming back?
Well, I think it would be great for content and terrible for the Jets. I don't think they're going to get a good coach unless Woody Johnson goes back to Ireland for Trump and he's completely out of it. I just think, like, what coach or GM worth his or her salt would want to come work for Woody, who's meddling in everything, for this loser organization? So I think they're going to end up with some type of – I don't think they're going to make a good hire, because I think all the best candidates are going to go to other places. So I can't tell you who it's going to be, but I can tell you it won't be whoever their first choice is, unless the first choice is somehow Rex Ryan, which would be absolutely ridiculous. And I'll just add, and this is a little – you didn't ask this question, but you saw the Belichick stuff, right?
I was going to ask you if you had to wager, is he coaching in college or the NFL next year?
So the fact that he's interviewing with North Carolina tells me he thinks he's not getting an NFL job. I'm not in his head to know that. I can't imagine that, like, Bill's such a smart guy that his power play and his bluff moment to NFL owners is, let me interview at crappy ACC school. Like, I can't imagine that that's the case. So maybe he does want to coach in college. And, you know, I know he wants probably the Don Shula wins record. He also triples Don Shula in Super Bowls. He's the greatest coach ever. Maybe he's thinking, you know, like, I want to go win a natty here. College football's different. People want to say he's 72, he doesn't want to recruit. Look what Dion's done in Colorado. It's like the famous Pat Riley-LeBron story, right, when LeBron went to Miami, like, in 2010 before the decision, and Riley laid all the rings down on the desk. and LeBron's like, I'm coming to Miami. Like, if you're an 18-year-old kid and you sit with Bill Belichick and he lays all the Super Bowl rings out there for you, you're telling me with all the wealthy people he knows, all the money he's got, he can't get NIL money pumped into one of these programs and turn like a crappy school into a top 10 program in year one? Look what Dion's done with Colorado. Belichick's that on steroids. If Bill Belichick tells you, unless you're Georgia or like Alabama or Texas or whatever, and Bill Belichick tells you, I want to coach at your school, you fire your coach and you hire Bill Belichick, or honestly, like, your program should be disbanded and burned to the ground.
Imagine the influx of money Jordan would drop on if Bill it's a good point, but I don't
well, it might not be, that might just be his initial, you know, foray out there to say I'm available for college. Like, I mean,
interesting to think, though, like, I don't even know, and Nick, and this is what we talked about, if you're Bill, you don't need to interview for that. So I think it's more, I'm showing NFL teams that I'm ready to be back coaching.
But like, but why does he need to interview? That's my thing. Why does he need to interview with North Carolina to do that?
I don't.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is a weird thing.
I can be wrong. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, there's some strategy that he's using.
Right. Team Nick on this one.
If he goes to North Carolina, Ken Laird will be wrong forever. I mean, nobody wants him.
Yeah. Listen, I can be wrong. The fact that he's interviewing for me with college, like, he's at least one that we know about, tells me that he thinks he's not getting an NFL job next year. Which, honestly, like, I'm a Giants fan, obviously, and like younger fans like may not know this, obviously. I know you guys do. Like, before Bill was the greatest head coach ever, he's the greatest defensive coordinator ever. Won 2 Super Bowls with my team. His game plan in Super Bowl 25 against the Bills is literally in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame. It would be a shame if we never saw Belichick on an NFL sideline again, and I fear now that this is going to be the case, and it actually makes me a little sad.
Wow. Oh, well, don't be sad. It's the holiday season. And we thank you, Nick, as always. Round of applause for Nick Costos.
All right.
Odyssey Sports.
My wife hates me, so I appreciate everybody clapping for me. Thank you very much.
All right. And any wishes for us as we head off into the holidays?
Yeah, you know, I could think of a couple. How about three? Minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. It's like our version of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Nailed all right, Costos,
well done. Be well.
All right, that's Nick. We are at Bach Exotics, and we will be right back. Well, Curtis just compared doing this show every year at Bach Exotics to a casino.
You know how you're in a casino and they intentionally don't have clocks anywhere?
Yeah.
Like, when I'm here, it's like, I don't know whether it's 7 a.m., 10 a.m., I don't know what time it is, I don't know what the break is.
We're here. And we want to thank our host, Ernie Bach. Santa Bach, thank you.
Thank you, Greg. You know, you asked what the best Christmas movie is.
Yes.
By far, the last 10 years, best Christmas movie, Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, very good. Lowell, there's a Lowell connection in that one.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I believe the family's from Lowell.
I've never even heard of that.
See? Yeah, that's why you should buy it.
I think that's the fighter.
Watch it. What's it?
Netflix.
Oh, who's in it?
The guy that's married to Goldie Hawn.
Kurt Russell.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very, very
good.
It's
a good movie?
Yeah.
Great movie.
I'm always going to land on It's a Wonderful Life.
I feel like they churn out like 15 new Christmas movies. Like, I just watched one with Lindsay Lohan.
Pretty good.
Eh. Oh, it's a Lifetime.
Yeah, no, it's Netflix.
It was all right.
It was pretty good. I liked our little secret or something.
Yeah, it was. Ernie, thank you for taking care of our listeners.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for being here for 20 years.
And we'll do another 20.
Yes.
All right, we'll do another 20.
Awesome.
Tomorrow is our 11th annual Jingle All the Way 5K. So I will see all of you bright and early, as will Curtis and Ken. They are doing their show live tomorrow morning.
And it's my favorite day of the year to do the show. We haven't done it in a while because of Ken being just, you know, inflexible.
Really?
But, when we get the friends of Greg to sit down. Well, Greg's usually on the course, which is very vague because he'll be running for a while. And we get all the gossip about Greg.
All right.
All the truth. So we get Glash and Bobes.
The FOGs.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now that the Red Sox have requested a meeting with Scott Boras.
Right.
So they can find out what that final number is. He'll have a lot to talk about with Baseball Brett tomorrow.
I am ready and willing.
Jones and Keefe will talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. And I would assume that if you're requesting a meeting and you're saying, what is the number that it takes to get this done? It's like, It's like when you're at a dealership and you're dealing with a salesperson.
What's it going to take?
What's it going to take to get this done? I would assume that, there's no reason why Scott Boras can't give him that number and they can't get this.
Who was your old crush way before DMs, the famous woman that you love?
The prom date?
The prom date that...
No, like the actual celebrity.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah. So Greg had been trying to schedule a meeting with Emrat for many years, unsuccessfully. That's about where we're at with the Red Sox.
I don't know. I've been sucked fully into this with the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they've already kind of like pulled the wool over our eyes. I don't think they go down this road unless they're really, really. If they do meet with them again, which I think they do, they say. We'll
so you don't think they
price.
Would? You don't think they would leak no. that we want a meeting and we're nope. trying to get a meeting if they weren't all in?
No,
nope.
I don't know. Curtis says it's a part of the they do it all the time.
Is there a chance that it could have been leaked? I know
leaked by Scott Boras.
Yeah,
I guess
to maybe drive the price up higher because there was.
I don't think Alex Spear in the Boston Globe would be doing the bidding of the person his newspaper's owners are negotiating with.
He's doing the bidding of the owner.
Right. He would not be doing any favors to Scott
Boras. All right, so if it is the owner, then that's really good because we know there's that 15 years, $700 million. If this really, then when Sam Kennedy or they're asked, hey, you met with him the second time.
Yes.
Why didn't you beat the 700
John million? Henry's going to go in and say, I will give you 15 years, $700 million, and $10.
That works.
If the Red Sox offer $700 million, I will jump in the Charles on Tuesday.
Wow. Wow.
Without a doubt.
All right. Just offer.
That guy will be happy.
Right. Just offer.
All right. Well, you guys are incredible. Thanks for coming out this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Want to thank the Marines, not only for what they do every single day, keeping us safe, but for what they do every year when it comes to Toys for Tots. Everybody who donated, Rob Ninkovich for coming by. I hope we find a home for our new Pudge's pal, Munchkin.
Yep.
And we're back on Monday minus you because you have jury duty.
Yeah, I do have to call on Sunday, so I may be there.
Might be there. All right. Monday we are at Gillette with Gerard Mayo and Boomer Esiason on the show on a Patriots Monday. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Jones and Keefe are next.